breaking chairs instead of news. Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back in. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And it's really great to catch up with a guy that, boy, it feels like years now, but it's only been 23 days since he suited up and played in a real hockey game. He's the captain of the Blue Jackets. He is Nick Foligno. Nick, welcome. I hope you and the family are well.
Yeah, everyone's doing well. Same to you guys. I hope everyone's doing well. We're just trying to do our part. You know, it's the only thing we can do right now. So just be smart and stay home.
Exactly. So, I mean, you're a world-class guy, world-class hockey player, and you're in the middle of a season. You're getting ready to drop puck against the bitter rival, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the night before, you're hearing that, okay, well, maybe we're going to play, maybe we won't play. And then you get news that, okay, we're going to play it without fans. We're only going to let some media in. What were your thoughts? Take me back then on just maybe playing a game with no fans and what you were thinking and what kind of challenge that would be. Because what went through my mind is, oh, man, they're going to lose home ice advantage here. But then obviously yeah. No one was playing. But what were your thoughts then?
It's funny, actually. Yeah, I mean, our governor was kind of the first to mandate that nobody, you know, be in the arenas. And so at first, you're kind of like, is this necessary? I feel, you know, almost ignorant to what was really going on. And I'm kind of thankful now that he had stepped up and made the recommendation and mandated what he did, because at that time, you know, we're all getting ready to play against the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's a huge 4-point game. You know, we're in the midst of, to be honest with you, not worrying about anything but ourselves in a lot of ways. I mean, even with my own family, I was saying, like, this is the time of year where I'm gearing up to get ready to play in the playoffs. So my focus is mainly at the rink. And so, you know, to be told that you're not going to play in front of fans in a huge game, I think it just shocked us all. I don't think anyone was prepared for it. I mean, we tried to be as professional as we could, but never really having had to play in that kind of a setting. I think everyone was kind of, you know, anxiously anticipating what it would be like. And then to get the news when we get to morning skate that, no, you're not even allowed to be at the rink anymore. We knew how – I think right there it kind of showed me how serious this was becoming and how quickly the landscape was changing every, you know, half hour, every hour. You know, and I'm thankful we did our part, you know, and our government here in Ohio and making, you know, a stand and getting us home and starting to, you know, make people realize how important this was for everybody.
And so you look at that, Nick, I guess – you know, nothing's really been canceled. Things haven't really firmed up at all. But you're not allowed to go on the ice in hockey, which is unique to, you know, many other sports, is you put on skates and you have to be able to skate to kind of stay in shape for the way that you would need to play. You know, you're trapped at home. What are you trying to doing to stay in shape? I mean, has there been stuff sent out from Torts and everybody? Like, how's that process working for you?
Yeah, it's probably the weirdest thing. Our you know, skill set is obviously mainly on the ice, so we need to be on the ice in order to just continue that training aspect. But the fact, I think, that nobody can skate helps you mentally. You know, the biggest thing as an athlete is you always feel like somebody's getting the advantage on you somehow. But in this situation, I think we're all in the same boat where no one cares about anything but our health right now. You know, hockey is second, sports are second to what's really going on in the world. And I think we have to make sure we keep that in perspective no matter what. And so I think, you know, right now I've, you know, we get our strength and conditioning coach sending us stuff. I'm lucky I have a gym here at the house, which has kept me sane for not even just being around the rink, just being around my kids more or less. I think I need that. So it's just, it's been nice that way to at least have something, but, you know, I was debating whether I put the dish soap on the ground here in the basement and start trying to skate around and see if that, I've seen some video clips of that, but yeah, no, I think, you know, it's just trying to stay ready in an uncertain world. And I think everybody's in that position, whether you're a hockey player or any profession that's been put on standstill right now. And you're just waiting to see where things are going to go. And, you know, your concern is the health and safety of everybody. So, you know, it's hard for me to think about hockey right now, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to think about our community and doing what we can to help each other. And then, you know, that'll all come, you know, to fruition when it needs to.
Boy, that's so right. Talking with the captain, Nick Foligno, the Blue Jackets here on Carpenter and Rothman. And, you know, you've had, unfortunately, perspective that others will never have. And you've had them with two of your children, and you even had to step away from the game before. And so this, I would think, is really hits home to you, how serious this is, how much you've had to help your kids and protect them. And I just wanted – your mindset, I think, would come from, unfortunately, a very, very place that would hit home, correct, with the children and how to protect
yeah.
them. Are you protecting them more than most? I know some people are like, well, you know, kids can go play with their friends, and the friends come over, and is that the way it's happening at your place?
Yeah, you know what? It's you're actually absolutely right with just the way we've kind of dealt with this. You know, our first thought was our daughter and obviously her health condition. And, you know, she's healthy right now and fully, you know, everyone's doing fine. My son as well, having battled pneumonia last year, we wonder how his lungs are and if he's compromised still. And so, yeah, you worry. I mean, everyone worries about their family. And, you know, for us, I think what's helped is that, you know, everybody around us in our neighborhood is taking it very seriously. So, you know, you don't have neighbors playing, kids playing together. It's, you know, everyone's kind of kept their distance, done what they need to do in order to respect what's going on here. And I think that's really helped everybody. You know, it's, you know, we'll wave to each other. We'll talk from afar. But, you know, it's pretty much stick to your own group. And if you're outside, you're a healthy distance away from everybody. And everyone just kind of plays at their own pace. And I think people respect, obviously, what my family's dealing with my daughter and her health and vice versa. You know, you realize, I think people have to understand this is bigger than you. This is bigger than your wants and needs right now. And, you know, you may feel good, but somebody else that you come in contact with may have someone that's not feeling well or is suppressed with their immune system. And you have to respect that. Everyone's got different walks of life that they're going through. And I think we have to understand it's bigger than us at this point and just do our part like we've talked about. So I appreciate the people that have respected my family and asked and concerned about how they're doing, but we're trying to do the same thing in light of a lot of the families that are dealing with a lot of health issues right now.
We're talking with the captain, Nick Foligno, of the Columbus Blue Jackets, here on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, you talked about your own kids. You know, thankfully, you know, they're healthy. You guys are all safe right now. There, have you had a chance to congratulate your teammate on the newest addition to the Blue Jackets family, Mr. Cam Atkinson?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, we FaceTimed and got to see a little big Caden, you know, and see Declan as the big brother now, and thank God for that type of you know, keeping in technology and keeping in touch with people. I think my wife and I joked we've been busier with these FaceTime calls than we have when we're just normally out and about. I mean, we feel like every night we got to FaceTime somebody, so it makes us feel kind of special that we're getting all these people wanting to talk to us. But it's just a great way to keep in touch with people, obviously. And I think for us, you know, you talk about Cam. I go from seeing these guys every single day, probably more than my family, to not seeing them at all. So it's weird for all of us. You know, I think we're all having a hard time trying to cope with it. I think the first week you kind of get into your families and something different. But now you can tell, you can sense the guys are starting to get a little antsy about just not being around each other, especially this time of year and all the work we've put in. So yeah, it's an awkward time for everybody where you're just trying to, you're trying to find your way through it, but you know, keeping that selfless mind and intact and understanding this is bigger than everybody. And, but yeah, it's crazy. The little things you realize you miss out on, you know, somebody even said, I just miss hugging people. And obviously everyone knows I'm a pretty big hugger. So, I was right there with that person, but it's incredible. The little things you take for granted. I hope people appreciate that when we do get back to normal here.
Yes, you were the poster child for anti-social distancing for a while, and in a good way. We will not ask you who you miss the most and who you don't miss the most. I won't put you in that awkward position, but I will ask you this. As far as the season goes, just to bring it back to that for a second, because you guys were 12 games away from finishing the season, you had held the second wild card. Have you even been able – I know you said it's all about the health right now, but I'm just curious if you've even had fleeting moments of – do you see this season, if you had your choice, I've heard these, you know, throw 24 teams in this model and then get them into the playoffs or have it exactly the way it was, meaning play out the season and get to the playoffs. Is there something that you think would be the right thing to do? And how much time, Nick, would you think you guys would even need to ramp up to play a season?
Yeah, well, I definitely have had time on my hands, so I'm not going to lie to you and say it hasn't crossed my mind, all the options out there and what we can do. And, you know, for me, I have a, you know, as we, you know, progress along here, and our health and safety is most important, but as you go, I think it crunches the time frame that you can really realistically play. And I'm trying to be optimistic, but also be a realist here and you know, make people realize, like, there's a certain amount of time that you need for the health and safety of players in between games as well. And so I'm sure the league has taken that into consideration. I'm sure everyone has. And I think we're trying to figure out what that right number of days is in order to try to fit, you know, whether it's a full rest of the regular season and the playoffs, a condensed playoff where it's maybe, you know, I don't know if they'd ever do this, but five games, then 7-7, and, you know, have the regular season still, or no regular season, have a play-in, or just play with everybody. So there's so many options. I don't know what I would feel, you know, right? Obviously, I'm in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs right now, so I'd like to just go right to playoffs. But I think realistically, every athlete, every player that plays a game just wants a fair chance and, you know, across the board for everybody. And I think we would respect that if the league decided we had to have a play-in of sorts to allow the teams to catch up to a certain number of games or whatever it is. You know, you'd have to feel like that would be, you know, something that would probably come just to make it even if we're not time crunched. So I'm wondering if that's the route we're going to go, but it's hard to say. You know, I think we're trying to follow along and like I said, the landscape of the world right now, and it's hard to predict. I'm glad I'm not one of those league people right now trying to figure out every day what the options we have are, because I feel like nobody knows. And that's where I think it just brings you back to just take it day by day, try to figure out, you know, what you're doing today and get through today and then tomorrow and stay safe, stay healthy. And hopefully by doing that, we can bring on those ideas sooner because we'll have, you know, curved this, we'll have allowed ourselves to get back to normal sooner and given ourselves a better chance to have a full season. I don't think there's any doubt that we all want to play. I mean, we are 70 games in, we're invested. We want to see a Stanley Cup champion, but it's got to be done with the health and safety in mind too, of how many games we're going to try and cram in before another full regular season and playoffs next year.
Yeah, well said. All right, final 30 seconds. Yeah. There's one other silver lining here. You guys were the most
injured. That was a very political answer too, eh?
No, sorry. I thought it was a good – listen, you guys are as emotionally invested as anyone, but I will ask you this in the final 30 seconds. You guys are the most injured damn team in the league. There is a silver lining here that the longer it goes, the more guys can get healthy. Have you thought about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. I've definitely thought about that. I mean, we're acquiring essentially some really good players at the trade deadline, so to speak. So I'd be pumped if we got to go back and have these guys available, because we know what those players that are out mean to our club. So I'm proud of us for being in this position to allow those guys to play meaningful hockey now. But to get them back would be a huge boost, I think, morale and just to our team in general. So, yeah, I'd be very excited.
Yeah. Family first. Nick, take care of yours, and thanks for making time for us. You're a leader on the team and in the community, and we thank you very much. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me on. Always enjoy the chat. Stay healthy.
Thanks. That's the great Nick Foligno. Couldn't be any better ambassador and captain for this team. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. All right, we'll hit you with the Buckeye Bulletin when we come back. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Proud to be your go-to sports addiction for over 20 years. Your Buckeye flagship station. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.